And if for couple, I recommend the first few show don't do together.
When your body fat is at a very low level, you get angry easily. So the partner have to understand. But if both partner compete together, that is disaster. Yeah. Us athlete, we also have body dysmorphia. Right. But your body might be someone's dream body. You feel like, I still very fat. I still can lose some weight. This is very common. So be confident.
What is the biggest obstacle you and your partner may face when they want to lose weight? Some may say during the weekend is because of their in-laws. Some may say their partner are not supportive in their weight loss journey. Today, both of my guests will share their experience and give you some tips. Before we begin, I'm in a mission to reduce 1% obesity in Malaysia. You can help with my mission by liking and sharing this video with your friends. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 32. Please welcome both of my guests, Jill and Damon. Both of them, cute couple, transform into fit couple. I understand both of you have years of experience training and also competing. Damon competed in several shows and won several shows. And Jill also just turned pro back in 2022.
Yeah.
Betul kan? Okay. Boleh tak share a bit with me your journey, how you actually get started into fitness, not compete. Competing in fitness.
I go.
Yeah, sure.
Way back then, I actually don't have a goal. Basically, I work 9-to-5 kind of work. So I got nothing to do after work. End up, I just follow him to the gym. Yeah, no goals. And then I started to look at all those videos, fitness video. Then I think that doing pull-ups for a girl is so cool that I need to try at least once. So I start from there.
Okay. When did you start? At what age?
I think it's about 23 or 22.
So before that, memang have no interest in fitness lah?
Not really no interest. I was doing a lot of exercise, like even sports as well, but not like weightlifting.
I see. So he forced you or he persuaded you?
No, last time what happened was I bought a condo in Sungai Long somewhere.
Okay.
Then the condo, nobody want to rent. Okay, just empty like that.
Right.
But I'm staying somewhere else. Right. Then I bring her go to the condo gym.
Okay.
I will start to work out. Right. Then she that press phone.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. One day, 2 days, 3 days. Beside that, there is a swimming pool.
Okay.
And then she just enjoys swimming pool. Instagram story. Mm-hmm. Then after that, start to do maybe one tricep pull down.
Okay.
Tricep push down like that.
Right.
I start to teach her. Then slowly, she see some lines already.
Right.
Yeah. Then from there, she set a goal, want to do one pull up.
Yeah.
Then from there, start to go to gym.
I see. What was the duration from just started and going to the gym? How long was it that you tiba-tiba semangat, you know what, let's go to the gym?
I think it's a regular thing ever since you just natural. Go to the gym. Yeah. Okay. So I don't have a specific goal back then.
Right,
I just
right.
go. Okay. That's one of the things that I don't have. Previously, I don't have body dysmorphia, this kind of problem.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I still look good back then. I don't care.
Right.
But after 3 months of training, in the gym, and then I saw something different.
Right.
But I don't really keep track. It's just something looks different and I feel good about it.
I see. Yeah. Okay. How about you? How do you get started?
Before I get started, just like all of us, I was skinny. Skinny back then.
Right.
Then just want to get stronger. Okay, want to see abs. Then go to gym with friends. Don't know what we were doing. Just hantam only.
Okay.
Oh, today what we do? Chess like that. Then after that, I work in offshore.
Okay,
offshore there's nothing to do.
Right.
Oil and gas, nothing to do one.
Work
already 12 hours work, 12 hours rest.
Right.
Nothing to do. There's a gym there. Very old school gym. Iron one. All those iron already rusted. Then just go there and, you know, do something.
Right.
Start from there. I think I started from there. If I remember correctly,
I can conclude how you started because you got nothing to do. That's why you go to the gym.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I want to look better. At least look better. Get stronger.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So at least now we know how both of you get started.
Yeah.
Because some people say they got started because they got bullied. Some people got started because they want to prove to other people. So for you, got inspired by him, then pergi gym. For you pula, of course, want to get stronger, but at the same time, tak tahu nak buat apa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, interesting. Okay. Now we want to go into the competitive side. Okay. during the process to be a competitive athlete, what was the biggest obstacle your experience? Ni sebelum bertanding tau. Like, before you hire Manong, your coach, mm-hmm. again, that time. What was the biggest challenge? Tiba-tiba you found a goal. Hey, let's try to compete.
I'm sure that you don't know what to do. Like that, you just look at those photos, you like it, and then you're like, okay, maybe I can be them, look like them someday.
Right.
But you don't know what to do.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what to train. Mm. I don't know how my diet will be.
Right.
So it's better to look for a coach that will knows better than us.
At that time, what were you trying to do? I know you don't know what to do again, but share a bit. What was the thing that you were doing? Were you doing a lot of cardio? Were you training every day?
Yeah, I don't do cardio back then.
Okay.
I just weight training, and then I don't split my workout.
Okay.
I basically see the weights, I just touch it. Okay, today we train arm. Okay. Today we train chest and back, things like that. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Right. How about you?
The competitive journey.
Before you became a competitive athlete, what was the obstacle?
Before a competitive athlete, what was the obstacle?
If
anyone want to be a competitive athlete, the biggest obstacle, I think, is financial.
Right.
Financial.
You agree?
Yeah.
Totally agree.
All the training, dieting. For some people, dieting maybe is difficult.
Right.
Dieting is easy for me, I think.
Right.
Save a lot of time.
Right.
To prep my food, I save a lot of time.
Yeah.
If I want to go out makan, I don't know what to eat.
Every day, basically until now, it happens to be makan outside, then he doesn't know what to eat anymore. They spend a lot of time thinking what to eat.
Yeah.
Faham? So that was the obstacle before. Okay, now being competitive. Okay, you have a coach. Coach help you. So what is the challenge being an athlete?
For me, it's like what he said, financial. Because I already know, I step in it and then I know, wow, this costs a lot.
Right.
For girls, especially on the stage appearance-wise, it costs a lot.
Right.
So excluded all those makan, diet, and gym fees, okay lah, that one I can carry lah. It's just that it costs me a bone when it comes to the appearance, stage appearance on your suit, on your heels, on your makeup and things,
Ballpark number.
Can you share a bit about this one, bikini, how much?
So at least people get a clear picture.
If you're getting a quality one, for bikini, a set is about 2,000 for one set. And a heels is about 400-500. Sometimes it can cost about 1,000 if you want. It's a good quality or branded kind of things.
Nice.
Makeup is about 300-500 also have.
Crazy.
And the hairs, nails, all these kind of things. Cost total is about 3-5K.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Not included registration fee, tanning fee.
Betul.
Yeah, it's just on appearance wise, only. To look good.
So, to conclude, for you guys, the obstacle would be the financial part. Meaning, you need to invest a lot.
Correct.
You need to know what you're spending
on. Totally agree. My personal experience last time as a student, I like it, I do it. When I was competing in Australia, registration. First, have to register for the federation.
Yes.
Lepas tu register for the division. Pun tak ada duit masa tu.
Yeah.
So, I clearly understand that part.
Mm.
Okay. In terms of training, semua okay lah. Tak ada obstacle. Tak ada rasa penat sangat. Tak ada rasa selalu nak tidur. Whatever.
When it comes to peak week lah,
Shut up.
The peak lah, when you're cutting stage.
Right.
Both of us, that then 2022 back then, we both cutting.
We prepped together. Same show.
Yeah. And then he was driving, he almost fell asleep. Me too.
Right.
So I didn't know this was actually, it was quite dangerous.
How many weeks before the show, you experienced benda ni?
I think that's around three, four weeks out.
Right.
Like that. I fell asleep, almost langgar motor.
Wow.
Almost. Yeah.
It's extremely exhausted.
And very tiring. And then there's one show, I think it's the same show also.
Mm.
I fell asleep on the bench.
Right.
I fell asleep on the bench. Bench press.
Halfway off set.
I thought bench press.
No, bench press. I was working out, training halfway. I really fell asleep already.
Was it in the morning or the evening?
Morning.
Afternoon,
maybe.
Was there two sessions a day session?
Only one session.
Yeah. Okay.
Only one session.
Oh, that's very extreme.
It's very tiring.
And if for couple, I recommend the first few show don't do together.
Right.
Yeah, unless you prep for certain times already, then might be better that way.
Yeah.
Okay, since you competed and you're a female, during your cycle, menstrual cycle. It affected, right?
It does affect it, especially the first show.
Right.
It takes some time for the menstrual cycle to come back.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's about 2-3 months. But after that, I'm actually taking contraceptive pills now.
Right. Understand.
For me, I don't feel any cons about it. Mm. But my menstruation cycle actually back to normal.
Right, right.
Even I'm on peak or during competition.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I'm not sure about any scientific that whether it will really directly affect it as for female athletes, but on me, I feel okay.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Reason why I ask this question, because there are people out there, not competitive athletes, they just want to lose weight and body fat. And once their body fat at a very, very low, for sure that will happen.
Mm. Yeah.
Can at that time, they think they suck it.
Oh, no, because it's hormone changes. So it's definitely will be affected. But when you get used to it already, most likely you will back to a better situation for the menstruation cycle.
Right. Who compete first? You compete first or she compete first?
She compete first.
Yeah. Okay. During her competition, how was her mood? Manageable ke tak manageable? Because she competed first.
Everywhere.
We all know lah.
I know. That's why I want you to share. Because, so, go ahead, go ahead.
When your body fat is at a very low level, your mood will be, you get angry easily, you get frustrated easily. This is very normal.
Yeah.
So the partner have to, you know,
understand.
Have to understand. Jaga-jaga lah. Like that. But if both partner compete together, that is disaster.
Yeah.
So what happens if there's any...
But a lot of argument.
But the second year I compete, which is the year I got our pro, I actually try to manage it. I sleep a lot.
Right.
Yeah, I try not to think too much. I just sleep. Whenever I feel tired or angry, I just sleep.
Okay, for those yang nak embark, nak muda fitness journey, bukan competitive. This is the extreme part lah. Meaning, they go to an extent to lower their body fat to extreme level, number one. Number two, they want to be the best. So this will happen. They will do whatever it takes to be the best. Okay. Tapi for those of you guys yang baru nak start fitness journey, you're not going to go to the extreme.
Yeah.
You're not going to go to until tertidur on the bench, you know, or terlanggar orang, unless you lalai about kereta. Not going to happen. It's not as difficult as how they describe.
Yeah.
But why I want them to describe, because this is at the extreme level, which we all have to understand because they're competitive.
Yeah.
And the commitment they put in, okay, bunyi macam senang, training saja kan, but it's like 24/7. Training, tidur, rest. Training, tidur, makan, rest. Semua benda tu.
True.
Yeah. Okay, my next question. What's your next goal as an athlete? First, then as a coach.
As an athlete, I want to at least every year improve my body.
Mm.
Improve my body.
Next. So
that's all.
Okay.
That's all. Nothing much. I didn't set any goal for myself. I want to win this show lah, that show lah.
Right.
I just want to improve. Compared to last year, I improved already. Good.
Okay.
Good enough.
Nice.
Yeah.
That much more motivating instead of you not competing orang.
Menang ini show, compete this one. That, I feel like that one very stressful. Very stressful. I see a lot of my friends are very stressful.
Agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. How about you?
Yeah. For me, as I already got my pro, so of course I'm looking at the bigger pro.
Nice.
Yeah, hopefully, but not so soon by now. But yeah, like he say lah, if every year I get to improve, that's good enough. Because currently we are quite busy with all the new gyms coming up.
Right.
Yeah, I have our own gym, things like that.
Nice.
So I understand that I'm not able to be my full force for this year. So most likely I'll drop.
Okay.
But I try to maintain my body.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a lot happening and I don't even get to train according to my program. And I don't even know when I'm able to train. That's the thing.
Right.
So I just try to at least stay like 4 to 5 times training in a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since you bring up that, okay, competitive, but at the same time, you are coaches and running a business. Share a bit. Okay, share a bit for maybe out there, there's a lot of coaches want to be a competitive athlete. How do you manage your time? Okay. Coaching people, running a business, and also focusing on training.
This year, you definitely can start with him because he's training a lot of clients right now. So this is interesting question that I also want to know from him.
Can you?
Time management. I think time management. You really have to write down what today, what you tomorrow. Not only today, tomorrow you write down a few days ahead. Tomorrow, what you're going to do, what time you have to train,
right?
And then the training time, let's say it's 1 hour and 50 minutes.
Right.
Short and sweet. Just train early.
Right.
And then the other time, this is your this client, that client, this client, that client.
Nice.
And time management very important.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I don't have enough time to train.
Then when do you guys pakto?
Basically, nowadays is the very less time we have to spend together. But we try to have some quality time together, like we watch Netflix together.
Right.
Yeah, have some conversation together. You know,
okay.
Sometimes. Yeah, too busy already.
Right.
So it tends to have some conflict also lah. It's work kind of things. We're so train together when we have time.
Okay. Yeah. So at least why I ask this question is because I'm very certain there are many coaches out there. Mm. Okay. They're running their own business. But at the same time, they want to compete.
Mm.
So they will say, hey, when you're a coach, you got no time to compete, you know, because you got family or you got partner. Yeah. But you can do it. Before this, previous episode, there was another guest. He runs a calisthenic gym.
Mm.
Married, got kids too, 2 years old. He has full-time job and he's a coach.
He's full-time job.
Yeah, then I asked, how do you manage your time? Same thing.
Yeah.
Time management.
Time management.
Yeah.
So, why I want both of you to share, at least people know, you still pak tao, you still training.
Yeah.
You still run a business. Okay. Time management. Bunyi senang.
Yeah, it is.
Some of my clients will tell me, oh, I work 9 to 5.
Uh-huh.
No time to go to gym.
Yeah.
I'll tell them, 1 week, 3 hours only.
Yeah.
3 hours only.
Yeah.
Better.
You can go to gym.
Okay, since you bring up that.
Yeah.
How would you advise to people out there?
Yeah.
Newlyweds lah, baru kahwin lah.
Okay.
How would they implement exercise into their daily routine? Okay, let's say I'm a new client. I baru kahwin. Okay. Then bro, I want to be fit. Not like you lah. I don't want to talk like you. I just want to be fit only. Planning got to have kids. How to start? What would you advise to them?
Okay. If they really can spend 3 hours in a week, 1 week, how many hours? 24 times 7. Right. 3 hours a week,
right?
They can go to the gym.
Right.
If they really don't want to, I takut lah, I pergi gym.
I don't like
gym. I scared.
You can do other exercise. Want to go swim,
right.
Yes.
Bike, cycle. Not necessary to go
gym.
Go to
hiking,
gym. Yeah.
And go with your wife, go quality time, hiking also.
Betul.
Then go out, walk, you know, what else?
We have pets,
go outdoor shopping mall, also jalan. Your daily steps.
That's what's funny about nowadays. They can walk in the mall, but they cannot walk outdoor and enjoy the scenery. But they can walk in the mall like 5-6 hours, no problem.
Yeah, totally agree on that. Sebab orang akan jawab macam ni tau. Alah, kalau pergi keluar nanti berpeluh. I don't like to berpeluh. I like to go shopping center only kan. Okay.
Good also, you walk in the mall.
Betul. Okay, yeah. How would you advise to couple out there who have no experience? However, they are keen to start their fitness journey. Let's say, how would you advise both of you previously, before you all start your journey again, for the newbie lah, their couple, how would you advise to them to start their journey in fitness?
It's always good to look for a coach. I've been there previously without Mando.
Right.
I all by myself, and then I went to hardcore gym back then.
Wow.
Not even commercial gym.
Right.
I was a beginner. I went to hardcore gym. I don't know what to do, but you know, a lot of abang salos, they're actually very nice. Right. Yes. They lead us what to do. So what funny is back then my calf tear twice.
Huh?
Because overdoing calf.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you need to look for a specific person that suit you, a coach that you can communicate with.
True.
And then guide you through the process.
Mm.
If not, end up you waste some time because we have newbie gains.
Yeah.
Yeah. If not, then you'll waste the newbie gains kind of period.
Right.
And then you're doing nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But nothing better than you're doing something better than you do nothing.
Like. Yeah, I agree. How about you?
If you don't have the enough money, your financial wise, to look for a coach, really just start with doing anything that you like, the exercise that you like.
Right.
Some people, they don't like to go to gym, but they like to cycle.
Right.
Just cycle. Just do cycling. If you don't like to cycle, just swim.
Right.
Just start with something that you like so you can sustain for a long time.
I agree.
Then later on, maybe in the future, maybe you go into other sport, maybe bouldering, maybe go to gym to get fit. Eventually, you will go to the gym. Gym is a place that you get stronger.
Right.
Then like badminton athlete also have to go to gym.
Yeah.
Basketball athlete also have to go to gym, you know, to get stronger,
right,
to get healthier. Actually, just get healthy.
I'm going to add a bit. Semua benda tu betul. At the same time, find the right community.
Yeah, true.
Meaning, let's say lah, I do not want to become bodybuilder or whatever, but I'm inspired by both of them. I'll say, when you're training at the gym, boleh tak ikut? Even though I tak work out, but at least I get the motivation by looking at other people working out.
True.
Okay, so find your community. I also advise my client, if you don't like to go to the gym or cycle, whatever, cari kawan yang buat macam tu. At least you got the inspiration.
True.
Can start with that. Because to really make it as a lifestyle, like you guys, you really adopt it as a lifestyle. But for someone yang tak pernah buat, they want to make it a lifestyle, it's so difficult. So they need to see something yang inspiring. Wow. How do you do it? I just dengar lah their cerita. Oh, why you train today? Chance lah. I'm okay lah. Can.
Yeah, then you good lah.
Yeah. Okay. Apart from that, where can the listener and viewer find you if they need your help?
My social media,
okay,
mainly is Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, I can look for me through Instagram.
Okay,
yeah.
How about you?
Same, Instagram.
Okay.
You can find my Instagram here. You put it here.
You can do that. Yeah, you can do that. Boleh, boleh. Okay, and also, if anything, you let me know. Are you associated with PUMP?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
So,
can promote.
Yeah, you can look for us in PUM as well.
Right. Okay. So kepada mereka, PUM, where is PUM located at?
We located at Taman Shamlin Perkasa. So it's 10 minutes away from KLCC.
Right.
Yes.
So Ceras.
Ceras kan?
Ceras.
Okay. Kepada mereka yang berduduk dekat kawasan Ceras, looking for gym to go to, please find them there.
Yeah.
And I do know they also conduct MMA class.
Yes, you have true. MMA class.
Boxing class and MMA class. So, kepada mereka yang tak suka angkat beban or gym, you want to do some MMA, go check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Alright?
Yeah.
So, having said that, I would like to thank both of you for coming by and sharing your journey with us. And hopefully in future, our listener will contact you and try to become like you at the same time.
I think I want to add something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this one I wrote in my note. I saw your this one question, then I write there. I want to add something.
Sure.
Body dysmorphia.
Mm.
Even us athletes, we also have body dysmorphia. We look at other fitter athletes, we are not fat.
Right.
But one thing I want to tell all your listeners is your body might be someone's dream body
to
another guy.
Betul?
Right?
Totally.
Or another girl. I nak jadi body macam you, but you feel like, I still very fat lah. I still can lose some weight lah. This is very common. So be confident. Body dysmorphia is a very big issue in the fitness industry right
now. That's why last time I don't have this problem until I become athlete. Once I was like, I look cool, you know, curve.
Yeah.
And then now when I started become athletes, and then I have the same thing as in body dysmorphia.
I would say it's good for an athlete instead of bad for general public lah. If I don't compete, it would be bad lah, because I feel very demotivated myself. I hate myself, they are better than me. They come from
and because of social media also.
Social media can
nowadays.
As for competitive, I see it as a positive thing, because yes, you see other people better than you and you want to better yourself. So tak salah lah kata macam tu kan. But okay, totally agree. Thank you for pointing that out. And I hope orang kat luar sana pun jangan lose motivation dengan diri sendiri untuk ubah, because anybody can change. So again, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
all
you.
The best with your journey, and hopefully to see you again in future.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.